Hey, this is Tim McKernan, and I am here with Seth Goldkamp of Design Air Heating and Cooling, and I have been a longtime Design Air client. What separates you guys from everybody else?
It's becoming more common for companies to just get their foot in the door. They try to come up with different ways to upsell. They try to see how much they can make off of a customer as opposed to, hey, we're in there to do a service. We're going to do it well. We're going to do it for a fair price.
I don't know how many emails I have received from our listeners who experienced the incredible customer service Design Air Heating and Cooling provides. It's Design Air Heating and Cooling online at designairservice.com.
The choice of a lawyer is important and shouldn't be based on an ad.
After a serious car accident, people have two questions. Why me and what now? Well, no one knows why you, but I'm Terry Crouppen, and my law firm, Brown & Crouppen, sure can help with the what now. Car repairs, medical bills, lost wages, pain and suffering. We're Brown and Crouppen, and we've got all those answers. All you have to do is call. 222-2222.
You'll never get more money for your trade than you will right now. It's a trade aid sales event at Johnny Landoff Chevrolet. Landoff's low prices and high trade aid make your payments even lower. One upgrade to a 2018 Silverado? Don't miss your chance to get trade aid at Johnny Landoff Chevrolet. Find new roads at Landoff.com.
Now it's on to Carnoustie.
It's Ryan Kelly Morning After. This is 590 The Fan KFNS, InsideSTL.com live from the Johnny Landoff Chevrolet Studios. Tim McKernan, Jimmy the Cat Hayes, Douglas Elvin Vaughn with you on the program. Coming off Ragazzi's 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock hour, 7 o'clock if you're in Denver, for the ages. And it's exciting. It's fun. It's fun that our listeners want to sleep with us. And in this case, it's Ashley and caller Luke with Iggy.
Right. Desperately wanting to sleep with us. To the point where you call and just kind of bare your soul. Say, as long as I can have a threesome with someone on the panel, you know, I'm up for it. That's what she said.
And she then said she's a little pepper pot.
Yeah. Half American, half Iranian pepper pot.
Right.
Okay.
Welcome to the show. We look forward to your first MMF. Glad we can make that happen for you. Any other females in the area want to sleep with us? 855-282-8255, 855-CUB-TALK.
Well, if she goes to Luke's party at the farm unaccompanied,
right,
then she's got to be interested in going to Iggy's party on Friday on the patio.
Because he's got his own farm, you know, there's agriculture in both places.
Right.
Well, it's flower seeds.
It's a murder farm. It's really a murder.
I don't know that it's a murder farm.
I can tell you this, Iggy's getting these podcasts up immediately. He said, can you check your phone to see if it's segment two is up, especially since segment two is one for the ages. And it sure is, and it says, Ashley wants an MMF with caller Luke. Mm-hmm. And Iggy even left himself out of that, because when you see MMF, really? Everybody immediately goes, oh, well, who's in it?
Right.
And Iggy is the third party. That's good. I'm happy for him. Also, Doug, James Carlton and the 7 licensed team members in his office pride themselves on providing a first-class customer experience, a great sponsor of the podcast, and now a sponsor of the Ryan Kelly Morning After, James Carlton. 314-961-4800 with home buying season heating up. After you get pre-approved with Ryan Kelly, be sure to get a quote from a top agency and provider of the number one home insurer in North America. The James Carlton Agency offers coverage that's second to none. In fact, if your air conditioning goes out, they offer a new endorsement where you can get a replacement from a local HVAC company like Design Air. How about that? Saving you some money there. 314-961-4800. I've gotten to know James here over the last, God, almost a year at this point, and really like him and respect his knowledge of the business. Young guy, growing business. He gets it, and he's a great sponsor of this program. CarltonInsurance.net, 314-961-4800. James Carlton, Carlton Insurance. Send your emails in for the Hot Shots email today, the morning after at InsideSTL.com. I would imagine after that Ragazzi's 8 o'clock hour, you have plenty to work with for your email topics. Doug, this is Biff.
And
I'm told he's in Bermuda.
Hello, Biff.
Hi, Biff.
Biff! Biff! Hey.
You there?
Yes. Hello, Biff.
Hey.
Biff!
Hey, what's the word?
There you are. Hello, yeah. Biff. We didn't hear you for the longest time.
Biff, are you vacationing?
Yeah, Goldfinger took about 24 of us down to Bermuda.
Who took 24 of you down
Eddie
there?
Olchek?
Goldfinger, my buddy Goldfinger.
Oh, took 24 of you.
Yeah. It's a hell party.
Wow. That sounds like you're having fun.
Yeah, we're on a cruise ship. We just pulled into Bermuda this morning. I ain't been off the ship yet. Getting ready to do that after the show's over.
Well, what's been going on the ship?
Well, there's a casino, nightclub, a lot of booze, a lot of women.
Are there a lot of girls there? Have you found one to your liking?
Still scouting them out. Got a whole week, so.
Okay.
Yeah, they just started.
All right. Well, boy,
I've been listening to your show.
Pretty good. Pretty good.
Yeah, I think Luke's gay.
Okay.
What do you think?
Well, the shower scene bothers all of us. It bothers all of us, for sure.
Yeah, well, maybe he's bisexual. Something's going on there with him.
Yeah.
And why do you say that? I mean, he's about to have an MMF with Iggy. Are you telling Iggy to maybe pass on this?
I think he's hitting on Iggy is what I think.
Mm. Well, he may be. A lot of men have.
Yeah.
A lot of men have.
Let me ask you this. When you're on a construction site, right, you get done with a 10-hour shift, a lot of guys getting all sweaty and grimy. Do you guys all shower together after a day on the site?
Not a chance.
That's never happened.
Right. Nope. It's a miss. Nope. That's a miss.
Mm-hmm. Mm-mm.
Not going to happen. Hey, Kat, we took out of New York. Aren't you from there?
Yeah.
When we get back, I get this pretty hot Jewish girl I'm supposed to go hang out with. You got any advice for me on Jewish women?
Yes. Treat her nicely.
Nicely done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Any further advice or just stick with that?
Be open with your feelings. Is that good?
Yeah.
Now, will this make Biff a goy? Is that what he'll be?
Yeah, he's a goy.
Okay.
And what else? Send her your love with a dozen roses. Make sure that she knows it. Come straight from the heart.
Oh, yeah.
All right, there you go.
I don't know if she can go yet. We're going to a New York Mets game Thursday night when we get back.
How do you know this gal up New York way?
Well, I saw Hayes at the ball game there about a year ago. Remember, Kat, at the Yankees game?
Yeah. Yeah, I remember.
Yeah. I met her there. We were sitting in the green seats, and the gal, her and her girlfriend, just happened to be sitting next to me and my buddy, and we've kept in touch ever since.
Have you?
So, a year later, yeah, see what happens.
Oh, wow.
So maybe she's the one.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind marrying a Jewish girl.
Tell her your favorite movie is Yentl.
Yeah, it'll help.
Bab Streisand.
That's right. Androgynous,
mm-hmm.
But fun.
Wasn't that fun? It was a horrible movie.
I agree.
Horrible.
I agree.
Well, watch it on the way to Carnoustie.
I'm going to go do some investigation. Iggy told me where his old apartment was. I'm going to go check that out and his old place of work.
Oh, are you?
I'm going to get photos of all of it. Yeah.
If you could.
That's
nice.
Yeah, it's like when you visit Hannibal. You have to see where Mark Twain grew up.
Mm-hmm.
What, he painted a fence? Didn't he?
Well, he didn't. I think Tom Sawyer got other people to paint it for him.
Hey, we're taking a duck boat to Carnoustie. Are you interested in going with us?
Where's Carnoustie at?
Carnoustie's in Scotland. They'll be playing the British Open there, and we'd like to go see it, but we can't afford the airfare, so we're going to get one of those ducks that they have at Lake of the Ozarks and sail the high seas in that.
Oh, sounds fun, yeah. Did you know Friday is National French Fry Day?
Didn't know it.
Mm, it'll be fun.
Didn't know it. What are you going to do to celebrate? Yeah. Anything?
Yeah, we'll be in New York for the day. We're doing like sightseeing stuff. So, a few of us, we're going to see how many types of fries we can try in one day.
Mm.
You know, make a list, right. Take photos.
It's embarrassing.
Yeah, well, that'd be a fun way to spend a day in New York.
Yeah. It's a little embarrassing.
Post it on the fan page. Nice see how many, yeah. See yeah. What people think.
People would enjoy that, I'm sure.
Yeah. Hey, Doug, who's going to win the World Cup, isn't it?
The World Cup?
They're down to 14.
Doug, you like England?
Yeah, I guess I'll go for England.
I like Belgium.
Who do you like, Biff?
Who's the other two?
Doesn't matter.
Croatia and France.
Parlez-vous français.
Yeah.
You know what the fans in France are saying? They're going, ho, ho, ho.
They don't all say that.
Yes, they do.
I'm going to go for Croatia. I'll be outside the box.
All right.
Probably the best payoff, isn't it, Tim? Best
Doug has that number.
Payoff of the four.
I don't know what the payoff is. I don't know. I don't bet on soccer. I don't bet on anything, really.
What's the key to that matchup, Doug?
Well, I'd say goal scoring and defending. Yeah, watch your hands. Don't foul anybody in the penalty box.
Doug, let me ask
called.
A question about
goal
soccer.
Box, whatever. What?
Now, I've noticed because I'm watching World Cup, and you have it's a great event. Even though you can't admit it, but I wish the United States were in it. You're not supposed to admit that. You're supposed to. It's great without the U.S. You're supposed to say that.
Yeah.
But I did notice, you know, everyone talks about the flopping, that it looks like someone just sustained a near-death injury,
right.
And they're back up 15 seconds later.
They get better in a hurry, yeah.
Is that recuperative powers?
Do you see that video with the kids' soccer academy where they have them running down and someone yells, Neymar, and they all lie down and hold their ankles and they're screaming and... Yeah, that's what it's come to.
That's funny.
Yeah. Producer Joe just texted me that he says he feels like he suggested a future in England on one of the first gambling podcasts this past fall.
What?
Perhaps he did.
A future? Is that a term like
maybe they have
outlook for them? Is that what that means?
Maybe they have a clean sheet.
I don't know. I guess that means he thought that they were going to win the World Cup, and he said so on one of the podcasts. Yeah, Biff, what can I do for you?
I think you may be the only one there can answer this. No offense to the other guys, but why do you say that the MFF is called the less popular? I don't get that, because wouldn't most men rather be with two girls than two guys?
Or, it's a great question, and it actually ties into the
sense.
No. It's a matter of opinion. I don't know, Plowhawk, if you can pull this up, we can have some audio evidence. It ties into the gentleman who just texted me about England futures, producer Joe. We had
Joe,
Rhonda,
as you would call them, MFFs.
Yeah. Male, female, female. Correct. As opposed to the more popular male,
That's
female.
That's not the more popular one.
Right. There's the reason.
Yeah, and so it is, because he said it.
But that don't make sense.
No, it doesn't.
Most
no,
guys
I didn't think it
would
did
rather
either.
Be with two girls.
I know. It didn't make sense to me at the time, the first time I heard it.
What do you think, producer Joe's lying to us? He's never lied to me.
Yeah, I think he is.
I think he's based it on research.
Well, caller Luke and Iggy are about to have an MMF with Ashley. It's a whole thing.
Well, if that's the only way you can get it, that's fine, but it must rather be with two girls. Yeah. You know?
I don't know. I feel like our audience likes the MMF more. I feel like that.
Hey, since it's National French Friday, I wrote a poem for the occasion. Can I read that before I go?
Okay, yeah. Quickly read it? Yeah, sure.
All right, here we go.
Go ahead.
Poem for National French Friday. This is by Biff, and Goldfinger's 10-year-old daughter helped me write this.
Ah, she's on the trip with you.
Yeah, she's another sweet. All right.
Okay.
On a cruise with friends for a week, got lots of time to think. I've tried many fries on this ship when I do drink. For breakfast, I did try the onions and peppers mixed with home fries. For lunch, we did have and enjoy the chili cheese fries. At dinner last night, a big steak was served with steak fries. You get it? Fries, fries, and fries?
Yeah, we've heard all that.
Tough to follow, but
yes. A fry not talked about on this sports radio show is a thick-cut treat battered and fried and called the JoJo. Chipotle citrus mayo is a new sopping I did try on this ship. It's thick and tangy and great for any and all fries in which to dip. Shoestring, waffle cut, wedge cut, all these I've had on this trip. Truffle oil on the fry, a delicacy that's hard to find. Well, the truffle oil comes from a root that's hard to find. National French Friday is this Friday, the 13th of July. On that day, I will see how many types of French fries I can try. Perhaps some honey mustard I will try on my fries. Ketchup, mustard, ranch may be the best toppings of all time, although barbecue sauce and blue cheese sauce are not far behind. Seasoned curly fries should be served more often, I do think. Sweet potato fries, you eat them so fast, they're gone in a blink. And what's with the tater tot? Is it considered a fry or not? I really don't know. I don't eat tater tots a whole lot. Happy National French Fry Day to all the listeners of the show. Biff, Oddjob, Goldfinger, and friends are in Bermuda and have places to go. That's it.
Wow.
Very nice. Well done.
Powerful, yeah. though. Powerful. Yeah. Thought-provoking and powerful.
And then also, really, a commentary on society with the whole tater tot issue.
Yeah.
You know, I like that.
It was rhetorical, but yet it made us think.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's wonderful, Biff. Thanks, Biff, and enjoy Bermuda.
All right, thanks, Biff.
Keep calling.
All right. We'll see you.
All right, see you, Biff.
A lot of text coming
in. What's with the tater tot? And what's with the tater tot? And what's with the tater tot?
Remix.
Our little misunderstood French fried friend.
Biff, why don't you make today National Bleach Day? That's from Pete, and he is in Staten Island. If you have unlimited wealth and resources and can do whatever you want in the world's most happening city, of course you spend the day eating different types of fries. Of course. Doug, that's from Kevin's brother, Jack Demoff.
Now, Ragazzi's has fries, but it's not what they're known for.
They're known for the steam table.
They're known for, well, the steam table, so you can get in and out of lunch quickly.
You play wiffle ball with some guys. You go and you all sit around the steam table.
It's not really known for that. You'd play wiffle ball and then say, hey, let's get a bite to eat. Let's go to Ragazzi's.
Get a nice steam, and then we'll get some food.
No, you don't have to do that, but they do have lunch specials there. And today, let's take a look at what some of the lunch specials are today at Ragazzi's. How about the chicken Kiev, stuffed with herb butter and red tomato and white sauce? Choice of two sides, choice of slaw or salad. Hey, how about the Kansas City steak sandwich? That would taste pretty good today at lunch. Charbroiled steak, provolone, grilled onions, and steak sauce on Italian bread served with steak fries. Told you they had fries. Also a choice of slaw or salad.
I'd like to
this
try
is a
that.
Fabulous place. It's been open since 1957. I don't know. It's only the oldest restaurant on the Hill. The Hill, known for its great Italian restaurants. Ragazzi's has been there the longest. That says something, doesn't it? It says their food is great. And so are their drinks. They've got that big 32-ounce frozen goblet. You can put anything in there. Most people put beer.
Mm.
But it comes frozen to keep your drinks nice and cold. Questions? Yes, Hayes.
Do they have a tub shower? So if you are...
they don't. It's not a place where you go and shower.
Wiffle ball?
It isn't. They'll have a restroom there, of course, like all restaurants are required to. But you don't go in there and shower while you're at Ragazzi's. Do that before. Or do it after. If lunch gets a little crazy, you can shower afterwards. But don't go there to shower with your gentleman friends. It's just not what Ragazzi's all about. I don't know why I would even have to say this. 4945 Daggett on the Hill or Ragazzi's.com. Check them out.
Guys, my grasp of the English language is fleeting at best, and even my iambic pentameter is better than Biff's. Doug P. on my chest. Get it? Best? Chest?
No,
thanks. Brian Henschen.
That was Henschen, was it? Henschen's been suspended. Henschen has been suspended a period of 2 days' time. And he'll also be required to live another 2 years in South Dakota.
Oh, my God. Just for one text? You
can
send
us
to that?
Yeah, I didn't care for it.
Yeah.
His name was added to the Hot Shots leather-bound suspension module. They do indeed have 11 area locations.
Doug, did you see it last night? We had a cookout.
I didn't see your cookout, no.
Yeah, had it. We watched the Cardinals and Giants. Fun game. Fun defense and game. And barbecued. Anna Marie's parents were over. They hadn't seen Jameson in a week and a half. And we had a cookout is what we did. And we had a cookout under our new covered patio, courtesy of the great people at Elysium Restoration and Design. Elysium Restoration specializes in basements, kitchens, bathrooms, and home additions. They do quality work and have a track record of completing jobs on time and on budget. They work effectively with any budget, from basic remodels to your dream project. Plus, they do all this while podcasting like the Dickens. Jason started with an idea in a pickup truck, and over the past 20 years, he's seen every type of job, and in that time, Elysium has consistently provided excellent work at a fair price. Jason and Ryan take care of their customers by being personally involved in all of Elysium's projects, and you can call them anytime. Get more information at erdstl.com. Elysium Restoration. Trust is one of the things they build. Well, trust is one of the things they
build well,
at Elysium Restoration and Design. Yeah, Big Al.
Oh, hello, Al. Al.
This is the best show in the world, you guys. I tell you what, and Mo and Matheny, you better send Luke some tickets because I was going to flay you two idiots like a carp today, but this is so good I can't pass it up, Iggy. For the love of God, don't have a threesome with a guy that sits on a toilet without a seat.
Mm.
Are you serious?
Good rule of thumb.
And
man.
Not only that, he's going to be on you more than you're on her. Because that dude is straight bi, God love him. Nothing wrong with that. But, I mean, think about it, Iggy. You close your eyes, you don't know what's going on. If you're in the dark, you're really in trouble. So,
well, wouldn't you know if a ween popped up in you? Light or dark, Doug, you're going to know that.
He's worried about crossing swords. Heck with that, Iggy. He'll be doing you better than her.
Okay.
So it's up to you. But, Ashley, that was Biff you saw. And if I were you, Iggy, I'd give that one to Biff, because God knows what you'll end up with. That dude's sitting in typhoid and everything else on those rims. Are you serious? Mm. Gosh darn. Mm. Hey, guys, thank God you three are back. I missed you guys.
Just a 1 week vacation, and here we are and back. And Doug, I don't see anything on the itinerary for us for a few months at the very least.
No, yeah, should be smooth sailing.
I'm getting ready to play Landings at Spirit Golf Club because yeah. Jay's got that rough too rough. I'm not playing that.
So you're the one complaining about the rough at Normandy?
Oh yeah, yeah. Jay, cut the rough, okay?
How high is it?
So, it's too rough. These guys are right. No, they're shut up. I love Jay. It's you guys tighten it up.
Is he arguing with himself?
Great.
Sounds like an argument.
Yeah. Oh, these guys are idiots. I'm just messing with Jay. Otherwise, I'll get suspended. Yeah. But yeah, it was so real last week that I didn't know it was a replay. I asked Plowsy, Justin and Columbia zinged me, and I called in ready to fight him, and then Plowsy goes, nah, we're on vacation. I'm like, oh, well, that's embarrassing. Didn't I, Plowsy? Straight up. Justin, you little worm, shut up.
He's a worm.
Thank God you guys are back, and Iggy, don't do it. You'll be in a flower bed with that, because God knows what you'll catch with that dude. Luke, you're awesome. See you.
Like, there it is, Big Al. See you, Al. He was kind of thoughts, kind of a monologue.
Just a number of little points he had to hit and then run. Had to do.
Now we exhale. Well, Salt and Smoke is the official brisket of the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Okay. Growing. See, Tom's opening up another one.
Is he really?
Yeah, like St. Chuck, I think, huh?
Yeah. I thought I saw on social media somebody... Some big celebrity tried Salt and Smoke
bueno.
And said it was the best he'd ever had. Was
bueno.
That who it was?
Yeah.
Bueno es bueno, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we've been saying that for years. Right. You can't get better brisket.
God, you really can't.
You really can't.
Be nice
and
to be
I've
able
traveled
to...
the world. I've had it all over this
globe. I've banged them two at a time.
And there's none better than Salt and Smoke.
No. I just hope you don't like Salt and Smoke so much that you run up your credit card debt too high. You know, continually buy brisket, you know, keep it under control. But if you do run up your credit card bills too high, you don't want to pay off that interest. What you want to do is visit Ryan Kelly, the home loan expert, and maybe refinance your mortgage, take some cash out, and pay off the credit card debt. Don't get caught with credit card debt. You don't want it. It's not deductible. The interest rate's sky high. Mortgage rates are low. So this is what you do. You go to Ryan Kelly, and you pay off that massive credit card debt that so many people have. The average person, Ryan's telling us, about $16,000, about average credit card debt. It does not make any sense at all to have that on your credit card. If you're a homeowner and you can go to the home loan expert, you can take some money out and pay off that credit card debt. That's what you need to be doing. 5 minutes could save you $500 a month, refinancing or buying a home. Apply online today with our friend Ryan Kelly at thehomeloanexpert.com.
You think he'll go to Carnoustie with us?
I can see that.
I'd probably love to go to Carnoustie. Yeah. It'd be fun to go to Carnoustie with Ryan Kelly.
Yeah, it would be. Well, if you're going to go to Carnoustie, go with Ryan Kelly.
There's four?
Four of us on the trip right now in the Duck. Those Ducks will hold, you know, 15, 20 people. And if we're going to sail the high seas, we might need all the people, all the hands on deck we can get. Because you run into a problem there on the North Sea, and, you know, you got some trouble there.
Giant squid.
Yeah.
Icebergs.
Shrubs, floating shrubs.
I don't know that shrubs would be a big issue for a boat.
Forget the icebergs. What about the Rosenbergs? You run into them, and they'll start complaining about the appearance around, of your boat or whatever.
Yeah, you won't have any money left.
Doug, 590 The Fan presents Hollywood Casino as our next listener rewards program. Listeners can purchase a two-night stay and a $50 food and beverage credit to Hollywood Casino for only $225. That's over 60% off for one of St. Louis's nicest hotels and casinos. Rooms can be used on back-to-back nights or split up on separate visits. Enjoy your $50 food and beverage credit at one of their six premier restaurants. To take part in this offer, just go to 590thefan.com and click the listener rewards tab. That is 590 The Fan and Hollywood Casino, the sponsor of Frank Cusimano. in the Hollywood Casino Press Box. The PGA Championships are here in St. Louis, August 10th.
It's just one championship.
She's not in here.
It's just one championship.
It's in the prompter, sir. Well,
cut the S off that last word.
It's in the prompter. I was told that the University of Missouri Journalism School, CYA. And if it's in the prompter, I'm going to read it.
Okay. All right. You go ahead and do that then.
The PGA Championships are here in St. Louis, August 10th. August 10th through the 12th.
See, that's not accurate either. I'm sure. I'm just sure that it's a four-day event.
Mm-mm.
It's a three-day this year.
Yep. They're going to just 10, have 11, Thursday 12. Be the day for Ashley, Luke, and Iggy.
They're adding an extra couple of championships, and they're shortening the format.
Okay.
590, I think they're going to make the John Deere 5 days. 590 The Fan and Michelob Ultra have teamed up for the official PGA Watch Party. Plus, on August 10th, all of your favorite 590 The Fan shows will be broadcasting live starting at 7 a.m. More details to come. You won't want to miss it. I have heard about the plans for this thing, and it's going to be super cool. I will say that. I can't wait. I'm so fired up for this thing. I really am.
Okay.
I hope a legitimate player wins it. I feel like both with the Open and PGA Championship, you get a higher percentage of randomness. Masties, more often than not, a great player wins it. U.S. Open, more often than not, a great player wins it, the exception of the Retief Goosen era. And Phil Mickelson with his driver issues. Was that a winged foot, Doug? Was that a winged foot?
I don't remember where it was.
Jeff Ogilvy. But, yeah, sometimes a PGA, you can get a random. I don't know. No, too much talent at the top. Too much talent at the top. And then you got Carnoustie coming up.
I'd like to see Michael Block win the PGA.
How about that? I was actually watching him live for that PGA qualifier a couple weeks ago. Oh, and they kept saying, I went to high school just a couple miles from there. I saw, was it Hockman did a story on him? On Michael Block?
He did a story on Channel 4 2 weeks ago.
I would have watched it, but sure. I couldn't get it in Hilton Head.
Yeah, how his son found a
golf ball
in
down a hole.
Animal burrow and saved him a penalty shot, and dad wound up birdieing the hole and qualified that way. He's a PGA pro at a course in Mission Viejo, California, and yet he's had considerable success as a player. This would be like his fifth major.
Yeah. Yeah, he played at Shinnecock, didn't make the cut, which allowed him to play from the qualifier, which was on the other side of the country out in California. So where did he go? Did he go to, I always figured it was like Parkway Central or Woodfield?
Yeah, Parkway Central. Yeah, and Umsol, I guess he went to
Umsol. Right.
Yeah.
And he's 42.
Yeah, I can't imagine he would let his young son caddy for him at the PGA. I don't know if they'd even allow that.
You think he'll just have fluff?
But it would be kind of a neat thing if his young son got to caddy for him, because he played a role in him getting there.
I wonder if I can play him heads up. I mean, we're basically peers. He might be class of 93.
I think you'd probably take his measure.
I guess. I don't know. I beat Raby yesterday, but...
Did you?
I didn't play well.
Yeah. Raby is as good as anyone on tour also. So, you know, if you can handle him, then I don't think there's anybody on tour right now that would give you much of a tussle.
Well, he just gets you loose, you know, or gets you ready. You know, you beat a good player.
Right, right.
It's like you split momentum. It's like you split in San Francisco and get you ready for the White Sox.
Right.
I guess that's what that's about.
Yeah. White Sox and Reds.
San Francisco series was all about the Chicago White Sox series.
And my matchup with Raby.
Okay.
Try to pay attention, please.
All right.
Bud Selects the official beer of the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Why don't you have yourself a taste? Can't get it anywhere else.
Yeah, we don't have any here now. But I suppose next door at the Kirkwood Brew House, they probably have some.
That sounds good. I wouldn't mind having a little nip.
Now?
I'm going to go work out next door, and I always like to have a few beers before I go lift.
Yeah.
When I was lifting, I would drink beers during it just to let people kind of know I was a free spirit.
Yeah. You're up for anything at that point.
I'm going to throw around some iron and throw back some brewskis. Mm-hmm. That's how I do it.
And it says you're in such good shape that you can drink while you're lifting.
Sometimes I'll have boneless chicken wings right there on the equipment.
Right. One hand on the wings and the other hand on the elliptical.
One superset, then throw back a couple.
Doug, don't sleep on the wings at Salt and Smee. Thanks, 3 and 4.
Yeah, don't sleep
on them. Well, I never have slept on them. I had one rib once when they brought food in, and Hayes and Charlie Marlowe literally ran before the show.
You know, the
segment
owner,
was even
the owner,
over.
The owner,
they ran
Tom,
there.
Debunked that.
Yeah, well,
the owner debunked that.
I'm not surprised he would. He didn't see it like I saw it.
You ate all the ribs.
I ate one, maybe two ribs.
It took like a giant
slab. And you guys
had
all of the brisket. I mean, there wasn't any left. He brought an entire tub of it, and between the two of you, it was all gone.
You ate the whole. You were first in line. You grabbed the giant thing of ribs, so no one else could have any, And then you complain when we ate the other stuff.
You guys left even before the commercial break.
Oh, that's bad form. That's bad form.
And they both got up and started eating. Came back, it looked like they had a basketball under their shirt. They'd eaten so much. Boy, I was disappointed that day.
How lazy is this? It's Saturday night. Now, let me put this in perspective because I think the context is so important. We got up 6 Eastern, 5 Central, drive from Hilton Head to Charleston. For those of you who've made that drive, that's essentially like driving to Columbia, maybe even a little past. It's a couple hours.
Boonville, maybe.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you.
All right.
And it's not straight interstate. So you're driving the back roads of South Carolina. Then we fly, traveling with a young tyke. I'm sure the vast majority of our audience knows what I'm talking about. It's a process. Land, get back in St. Louis. Obviously, I go and work on my putting and my chipping. And so at this point, Doug, you know, it's been a whole thing. And we're sitting there. Anna Marie's parents are over. They want to watch Jameson. They hadn't seen him in a week and a half. And we're like, well, we can go anywhere. And I'm kind of like, you know what I'm craving, woman? You know what I'm craving, woman?
What?
Some salt and smin.
Oh, salt and smin.
But salt and smin. That.
But I can't. I don't want to drive the 20 minutes.
No, you shouldn't have to. No.
That's what
not
I was saying.
After a day like that.
Thank
no.
you.
The
Thank
money
you.
Circles that you run in. Yeah.
You send the butler out for that.
I was thinking that, but I
Jeez.
Felt like
salt and smoke now.
But I wanted it. But I felt like it was outside of my, like, 2-mile radius that I'll travel. I won't travel further east than Woodlawn here. Unless I'm going to Hilton Head or, you know, Miami or New York or something. I can't do it. I don't have to do it. I went to St. Louis University High School. I don't apologize for that. Okay? But, man, I could have used some salt and smoke.
And you didn't get it. Is that right?
Well, Postmates, I don't know if they're still delivering or not. I feel like Grubhub's kind of cornered the market on the food delivery service. I don't know.
I've never used either one.
I haven't either.
I'll order something through Postmates, and it'll be like, let us find a Postmate. And there's like one guy driving around, and then he declines the order, and I'm kind of stuck. So, but Grubhub, I'll put it in. Yeah, Grubhub, they'll get it to me within a half hour. And I can continue to sit on the couch.
Is that like they have Uber drivers?
Yeah. It's a good service.
They have Uber drivers that...
No, but I mean, from an analogy standpoint, that's similar. They're just driving around picking up food. They get an order, they run and pick it up, and they deliver it to you. I would think they make a pretty decent living doing that.
Is there a
fee? And then, I always tip them 20%.
Is there a built-in
There's a fee, and then you obviously tip.
Because if it's built on just tips, hit or miss.
Yeah. But they do good work on that thing. I don't know. Anyway, salt and smoke isn't on Grubhub. It's only on Postmates.
Okay.
And I can't. The Postmates guys decline it.
They don't want your order.
They don't.
They're looking for somebody with a Priory background.
Right.
Maybe Burroughs.
Burroughs, MICDS.
Right.
You use
St.
Postmates
Mary's.
Or something for Grossies. You couldn't even go to Grossies.
I don't. And it's what, like 2 miles away?
Yeah.
It's so lazy. There's no defending it.
Doesn't seem to be any.
Uber Eats, baby. Uber Eats. It's from Kevin's brother, Jack Demoff. Yeah, I guess Uber does have a service. I haven't used it. Maybe that's the play.
Well, it sounds just like this. I'm sure most Uber drivers would drive by a restaurant, pick something up, and deliver it for you.
What if they already have a passenger?
They might even do it then.
Doug, DoorDash, baby. DoorDash. That's from Pepe.
DoorDash, baby. Okay. Everyone's got a cooler delivery service. DoorDash, baby. You don't know what you're doing, going to Uber Eats. DoorDash, baby, DoorDash. Yeah, I don't buy it. It's got to all be the same. It's one guy driving around in a Prius.
How about this? You want Grossies? You drive there, you get the salad, you get the meatballs, and then you drive home.
DoorDash, baby, DoorDash.
Tim, were you on the flight that landed at 12:25 p.m. on Saturday at Lambert?
Oh, that would have been such a cool flight to be on.
OMG, you must have been on the same flight as my Rents and Sisto. Hashtag so honored. Doug, you ever use Sisto when you talk about your sister?
Not once have I ever said that. My Sisto, because that's cool.
There were 35 babies. Oh, my God, the gong is...
That's how you strike
the gong. There were 35 babies on the flight. They counted it and announced it.
Boy, that's hard to believe.
I guess, I don't know, everybody was coming back from... vacation.
Well, I hope none disturb you, Tim.
Jameson was well behaved on the way home. kind of had a meltdown on the way there.
Nothing you could do about
it. Nothing you can do, though.
Nothing you could do.
A little Dimetapp will put him to sleep.
That's why when I get on a plane...
I cut up some Ambien and gave him a little dollar bill. But
no, you don't.
No, a little Dimetapp.
I get on a plane and I see a couple with their toddler who seems to be acting up. I give them a look like, if the stuff breaks out here, I got your back. Because if you have kids, you've all been
through. What's going to break out? Is there going to be brawls in the aisle?
When we had Tyler, and Tyler would act up when he was a toddler, a couple times people like were openly aggressive toward us.
That's amazing. Yes. Like I would find the kid area and I would avoid that, but I wouldn't like ever say any. I can't imagine that. I really can't.
There was a very refined woman was speaking out loud, and I said to her, "We're right here, and if we could do something about it, we would."
What did she say?
She was ignoring me. But she was saying things out loud so we'd hear them, as if we could change the course of what was happening. We couldn't.
Dimetapp, a little drop or two of Dimetapp will put him to sleep.
And it didn't last very long, and it was over. But I made sure that the rest of the flight I would accidentally bang on the seat in front of me. It was accidental.
Well, it seems like nowadays almost everybody's got earbuds. Can you just put that in and not hear much of it?
Get your Beats by Dre.
I just know that it's a very helpless feeling when you're with a toddler on a plane. It's helpless. Mm-hmm.
Tim, save your money next time. You don't need to use Uber Eats. I'll just go pick it up
for you. I'll get it for you.
Love you. It's from Dr. John's Hot Pots.
Right. I went to Hancock. I'll go get it for you.
Tim, you need to check out that gramophone in the Grove. That General Patton will pawn your hole. Thanks. That's Prod Joe's more popular MMF. I have been to the gramophone. Got the Mississippi Nights. It's a sandwich place in the Grove. Okay. It is legitimately outstanding. That might not be a bad play today.
That's just east of the U-High, right?
That is just east of the U-High, yeah. That Grove. You talk about an area that's growing. My God. That's where my brother's place is. The Improv.
Don't you think
that? It's just growing like crazy.
I like a basic sandwich. I think some of these places are trying to fancy them up too much. You know, they're going to put asparagus-based mustard on it and some kind of bread.
Quinoa.
And then some kind of bread that you've never heard of that you know is the coolest.
Yeah.
Can't I just have a normal sandwich?
Yeah, if you give me peanut butter and mayonnaise on white bread,
that's not normal. That's not normal.
And a cracker and some tap water, and I'm good.
Now, hold on a second. I got a situation here. Bubbles, Doug, do you follow Mr. Bubbles STL on Twitter?
I don't.
Bubbles just tweeted at me, "Well, I'm guessing Iggy Strode never learned how to do this." And it's a screenshot of some podcast. I don't know. I thought the podcast was up, saying that the podcast isn't up. I'm looking at least on iTunes, it's up. I think everything's going smoothly.
The show is on now. You shouldn't be podcasting.
Yeah, but you could miss our takes on Dexter Fowler.
We didn't have any hot takes. We had no hot takes necessarily.
I'll try to listen to it online right now.
Now, why do you say that in such a low voice? Like we wouldn't hear you. Like no one else would hear you. You can just say it out loud. We don't care.
It's not like we do anything professionally.
No.
Right.
It's not like you were whispering in our ear as a producer or something. We heard that.
Yeah, they both seem to be up.
Yeah. Bubbles, I think you ought to issue an apology.
Okay.
Yeah, Tim, bang me and Mrs. Tribbers, baby. Bang us. Oh, yeah. That's from Mr. Tribbers. Now, if I'm not mistaken, Mr. Tribbers has a really attractive significant other. Am I correct on that, Plowhawk, or is that Mr. Nipples?
I mean, Nipples does well for himself. I don't know if he's tied down yet, but I know he showed me some of his, past female relationships. They look solid. Tribbs definitely has a nice significant other, though. That I can
verify. They send
verify.
You pictures?
No, we were...
Don't any listeners send you pictures?
No.
We were on the Do on the Sun part, too, when this happened, I think.
No, I don't like to talk about
what
that.
What is that?
I don't like to talk about it.
It didn't happen, Doug.
Thank you. Thank you.
Duel in the Sun part, too. I don't know what that is.
I was up 3 on Jay, and I lost, okay?
Oh.
Sore subject.
Okay.
Would you just kind of cave in?
Yes.
And this guy, had his,
to you?
Yes.
This guy had his wife there?
Yeah, I don't remember that.
No, she wasn't there. Remember, she was sending pictures of her feet to Tribbsy to try to get Jay off
his
game.
I thought that was Scott's Wrinkled Ballsack's wife.
No. No, it was Tribbsy. And then Tribbsy showed him the pick of the feet, and instead of distracting Jay, it motivated
him.
Jay.
Oh,
it gave him that extra
push. It's kind of like the cat. I know you like Talia Shire, right?
Yeah, oh yeah.
And she said in a scene that really, as far as acting goes, is second
she's
to
one
none.
Of the best.
She said to Sylvester Stallone, win, Rocky. And then he began training like the Dickens in Rocky II, and he actually caught the chicken that Burgess Meredith had set free.
Yeah, what did he do with it after he caught it?
He held it up and jumped for joy. And I think it was in Rocky III where he and Carl Weathers embraced and hopped around in the ocean in a scene that probably could have been left in the cutting room floor, frankly.
It's hard to catch a chicken. Have you ever tried to catch a chicken?
No, that he did it after Talia Shire's message.
You know how to do it?
Such a great speech.
We had a chicken in our front yard once in Kirkwood. The neighbors had a chicken. Why they had a chicken, I don't know. But the chicken decided to walk around our front porch, and we tried to catch it and couldn't. But my dad, having spent part of his life on a farm, had the immediate solution, and that is you take a clothes hanger with the little, you know how it has a hook where you hang it up, and you make that hanger long with the hook, mm-hmm. and you put that around the chicken's foot, and then he can't get out of it. And then
nice boy.
Then you go and you pick up the chicken. That's how that's done.
Well, that's not what Rocky did, though.
Do you remember that scene where Murder
chicken
Meredith,
are faster than you think they're going to be.
Yeah,
they can
grease
fly.
Lightning.
They can fly a
grease
little bit.
Lightning. Burgess Meredith said to Rocky after that scene where they had this tremendous workout and it seemed like Rocky was motivated. He goes, "Rocco, we're going to hit the showers together."
I don't think that was in the
picture. It's a great scene. It's a classic.
It wasn't in the picture.
Rocco, we're going to hit the showers together.
I don't think so.
Guys, there's nothing cooler than three dudes just sitting around a golf track in 300-degree weather, confusing names like Nipsey and Tribsy and comparing ex-girlfriend pictures. Thanks. That's from Recaps.
Yeah. I mean, that's not...
I can't keep them straight. I cannot keep them straight.
That's not all we were doing. That just happened to come up. So it wasn't the only thing that was going on that day.
Was it real hot here last week? I heard it was.
Oh, yeah. It was hot as hell. It was like
how about Saturday, though? Saturday was like Orange County. Yeah. Did you get back Saturday or Sunday, Doug?
Late Saturday.
Oh, the weather on Saturday. Even yesterday was pretty good, but yeah, Saturday was like being in San Diego.
But it got up to 100 the week before?
Oh, with the heat index, I think it was like 108 for a couple of days.
Uh-huh.
Oh, it was brutal. Brutal.
Did you go to Fair St. Louis at all?
No, I ended up actually golfing a couple times last week and this week.
I saw you fired a 78.
Yeah, but it's a par. I mean, it was 79, and it was a par 69 at Riverside. So, I mean, it's like an 82 at like a normal par 72 course.
Plowhawk.
I was fantastic.
Good.
Then
I've never played Riverside. Wonder what I put up there.
I love it because it's so open. You rarely, if ever, lose your ball outside of maybe going into the road. And I find it just
the road hole
a stress-free environment. You know, don't get too frustrated with the game of golf, and it's just peaceful out there. Mm-hmm. Nice and shady, so I like playing out there every now and then.
Yeah, not very long.
No.
You feel good about your game when you play there.
I had to change carts halfway through, though. Mine died.
Oh, no. What happened?
It just died. So.
Your cart died?
Well, like it. You would press on the gas, and it would sound like, hey, it's moving, but it didn't actually move.
Didn't move much.
Yeah. So we could tell by hole three or four that it was going to be an issue, and so we took the turn, set it to upgrade on the cart.
You flagged down a ranger, did you?
I don't know. I don't think I did. Cart girl was there, and we took another cart, and she was fine with it.
All right.
Probably in repair right now.
Probably could be, yeah.
Maybe the tranny went.
Shot a 79, did you, on that
It was layout. Fun. It was, yeah. And
look
it was that
you.
Was one of the hottest days of the year, too, I think. That was, I mean, it was
105. The ball was traveling, Doug. There's no way Plowsy shot a 79. That's from the two-pump chump, who I've never seen text into the program and right away jumps on the Plowboy.
Well, that's fine. I think in my post I said there's no advantage of me posting this and lying about it. And so I said if people don't believe me, that's certainly their prerogative. I'm not going to have any issue with
that.
I can say
this. From the time we played in Florida at spring training to the time we played at Belrive Media Day, your game has improved dramatically.
Yeah, so, I mean, if this two-pump chump, I don't know his real name. I don't know if I want to invite him to a golf outing because I'm worried about myself and my safety, but he's more than welcome to join me at any time. Just private message me, DM me.
An invite to Riverside. Sorry, Plowsy, love you, but it was the Mrs. Feet that inspired Jay to chip Tim.
God.
A day hasn't gone by where we haven't discussed it and then shared the disappointment in the situation. I'm sorry, Tim. That's from Scott Sprinkled Ballsack.
Oh. Right there on the island in the middle of the Mississippi.
I could have swore. I maybe it happened two separate occasions. This was Duel in the Sun Part 2, maybe the original Duel in the Sun.
Yeah, with Watson and Nicholas and Turnberry.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's why we call it Part 2. Okay, so it didn't happen in the original.
I don't know if she was alive then. Johnny Landoff, the sponsor of our studios here. If you're waiting for the lowest vehicle prices of the year, the wait is over. Johnny Landoff Chevrolet has lowered prices to rock bottom this month. The lot is packed with almost 800 new and pre-owned vehicles, priced to sell. And they promise to meet or beat any deal in town. Hurry in to take full advantage of crazy low discounts. A 2018 Cruze LT, MSRP $22,720 after rebates, $15,176. 2018 Malibu LT, MSRP $26,240 after rebates, $17,992. Over 20% off 2018 Silverado LTZ double cabs and crew cabs. It's all available for you. This is a limited time offer while limited supplies last. Are you kidding me? Johnny Landoff Chevrolet at the intersection of Highway 270 and the Washington Elizabeth exit, 24/7 at Landoff.com, or call 314-837-1800. Support the sponsors. Johnny Landoff, the studio sponsors of the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Time for the Hot Shots email of the day. Hey. Morning, fellas. We all know that AM radio is as tight-knit as a college hockey team. That's why after 3 hours of hot takes, it's not common for the guys to get together and take a group shower. You know, to save time. So I guess that's why I was pretty excited when Doug invited me out to play 9 innings of wiffle ball over the weekend with some of his colleagues. After all, I don't turn down much these days. The game was okay, but the after shower was amazing. Doug instructed me to go butt to butt so it wouldn't be gay.
I didn't.
This proved to be difficult, as our arousal made it difficult for us both to fit in the shower, so we agreed to take turns tucking our boners away inside of each other?
No.
Wow, this is really graphic.
Who was it, Tim?
The hipster at Tower Grove South.
Who's already been suspended once today, so now the charges will be troubled. He'll be suspended
now.
A period of 6 days' time. He is indeed in trouble, and he's been put on notice.
Guys, I went ahead and wrote the job replacement ad for Sea Monster's position. Wanted, AM radio producer, needed to fix the mistakes of the two other asset producers currently employed.
Yeah, don't drag me into this. I'm chilling, man.
You certainly are.
Salary range. Be ready to beg for free stuff on the fan page. Job description. Number one, the primary responsibility is keep the ship afloat. The two dopes who report to this position screw up a lot. Fix it. Number two, coordinate porn star visits. And by coordinate, we mean let the porn star book, pay for, and arrange your own flight. Make their own agenda and have a listener pick them up at the airport, but you still take credit for it. Number three, upload podcasts. If someone asks you to learn another skill, it is fine to respond by saying, that's not my job. I'm not interested in doing that. That was said on the radio.
I believe it was, yeah.
Number four, maintain regular smoke breaks. Tim needs something right away in the middle of the show and can't find Dopey or Clueless. Tell him they're on a smoke break. It'll be back in 10 minutes. Number five, create games for live events. No special skills required, and reusing the same games over and over is perfectly acceptable. Being able to provide correct answers is not necessarily important. Please send your resume and cover letter to radio station owner and operator Tim McKernan. Applicants who have walkie-talkies that do not share a frequency with little Johnny and Mikey down the block is preferred. You're welcome, Doug. That's Justin, and he is in Columbia, and he does not like the producers of this program and has not
Never
for
has.
14 years.
Justin in Columbia.
My word. Timmy Tom Tom trying to make it 5 months in a row. A couple of things. Number one, so last week we finally found out what happens when Tim, Jim, and Doug are all away from the show at the same time. Apparently some mysterious unnamed figure digs deep into the TMA archives and pulls out the last 3 weeks of shows and arbitrarily crafts a collection of best of episodes so that the plowboy, possibly wearing a three-piece suit, can come to the studio while everyone else is off and hit a space bar once an hour in between conversations with a confused Larry Nickel and an indignant Mike Lee. Gotcha. Number two, speaking of what happens when the adults are away, welcome to the post-Sea Monster era, a period in the show where a 20-year veteran of the radio industry, a man who was actually enshrined in the Brentwood High School Hall of Fame for his longevity and prowess in said industry, struggles with the daunting task of making sure the show is still recording after he presses record, scribbling down a few random notes about cucking or lesbianism or whatever. I mean, it is the same show every damn day. Just make something up, Iggy, and cutting and pasting a URL from one screen to another. I gotta say it, I didn't think it was possible for a person making minimum wage to be overpaid, but I stand corrected. Thanks. That's Timmy Tom Tom.
Timmy Tom Tom.
And unfortunately, with poor timing, we are out of time, but I feel like we have two that are... Doug, they're
we had three,
well done.
Because Hipster was pretty
good. Hipster got a little graphic right at the end when he flat out said...
Justin was good, Timmy Tom Tom. I think I'm going Timmy Tom Tom.
I don't like the shots at Iggy, but I got to go Timmy Tom Tom as
Timmy
well.
Tom Tom has shipped the Hot Shots email of the day and has won a free Lemmings lunch from Hot Shots. Wow and wow. And wow. Yes. Wow. Time for us to shut it down. Frank's up next, and he's going to do a real radio program. It's called the Hollywood Casino Press Box. For the Plowhawk, for Iggy, for my brother Kevin, for Douglas Elvin Vaughn, for Jimmy the Cat Hayes, I'm Tim McKernan. This has been Ryan Kelly, Morning After, 590 KFNS, and InsideSTL.com, live from the Johnny Landoff Chevrolet Studios.
Cough and cold season is here. Introducing Ricola Max Throat Care, Ricola's most powerful drop yet. It's the best of Swiss nature wrapped around a powerful liquid menthol center for maximum relief from your worst cough and sore throat. Maximum nature for maximum relief. Try the new Ricola Max now, available in the cold and cough aisle. Ricola. It's in our nature.